Julian of Norwich tells us all will be well. Is this really true, however? Will things really turn out for the best? I remember when I first arrived in the beautiful African country of the Congo as an aid worker a number of years ago. I had never seen such poverty, and at first I found myself feeling exhausted, trying to understand why human beings lived with so few of the necessities of life. During my time there, the situation did not improve. In fact, from an economic and political perspective, things got much worse. How could all be well? According to the Western media, there are only problems in the Congo. Today we read about the bloodiest armed conflict since World War II taking place in that country. On the ground, however, many amazing things are going on, and the media seems to take no notice. Aid projects are flourishing and having a profound impact. The UN is being more aggressive in confronting armed groups. An amazing advocacy group called Raise Hope for Congo is successfully curbing the trade of conflict minerals and our electronics to cut the supply lines of the warlords fueling the fighting. Despite the grave problems in their country, people of the Congo live, laugh, sing, and enjoy life. In fact, I found smiles and laughter much closer to the surface in people there than I find in people in Canada. I learned a great deal from the amazing people of the Congo. From this, I was able to conclude that as long as we continue to work together for positive change in this beautiful country, it is quite true that all will be well.